Mommy, are you going to mop up soon?
Mop up?
Mop up.
Mop up?
Yeah. Can you say mop? Can you say mop up? Mom. I'll phone you with my new phone, my old phone, okay? Bye. Okay, bye. She's gone. I'm gonna phone Grandma up with my old phone now.
Are you? Hello?
Can I speak to my mum? Okay. Grandma's on the phone.
Be chef. Hi, Mum. You alright? Yeah, me too. Yeah, she's been good. I think she's feeling a bit better now. Yeah. Yeah, fine. Okay. All right, then I'll tell her. Okay, see you later. Bye.
What did she say?
She said that you're going to the circus next week.
Hello, Grandma.
And you should wear your Spanish lady dress to walk around to the festival.
Hello, Grandma. Did you hear the phone?
She
said, love you, thingy effer.
Don't say thingy effer.
Why?
It's not good.
Well, you say it every time. Mum, you say it every time, so you suck. Mum, what is this?
Put it back, please, it's makeup. Come and look at this leaflet that we've got, Reba. You know what this is for?
What?
Legoland. You know Lego, when you make things out of Lego?
Can I?
Well, this is a place where they have loads of Lego stuff.
Can we go there one day?
Let's see. You hold that side. I'll hold this side. Look. Ooh.
You've got to go round.
Oh, look at that.
And you're at Legoland.
Wow, something all out of Lego, that. Looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's like a big place.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they've got a ride there.
Oh, yeah. Could we go on one of them one day today? Maybe.
Maybe.
Can we go there one day today?
Well, we can't go there today because you're not very well.
But I'm a little bit better.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to school tomorrow?
No.
Yeah.
I only want to go to Legoland because I'm 40.
Yeah, but if you're not well enough to go to school, you're not well enough to go to Legoland, really.
When I get
to school,
I'll be able to... Look!
Oh, yeah.
Water!
don't they? Special events, let's see what they've got.
Legoland.
July 14th. They have a big party there on the 14th of July.
Can we go there one day? Run around. Stop picking your nose.
I'm not picking my nose. Scratching it. Oh, look at that. There's some big trucks there on that day.
Oh, yeah. Can you do this? Burping like this.
How do we do it though? If we go like this though, we go like that though, this though. No, not like that. Like this. You don't do it like that, you do it like this. That's the way you should do it.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Feel a bit better?
Yeah.
Get some more of your drink.
My throat doesn't hurt.
Does it not?
No.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, that's because Mummy, I kept waking you up to give you your medicine. Yeah? Well, because you know when you were asleep before, you were going, like that, because you were very poorly and you were making noises in your sleep because you were poorly. Not good, is it?
Yeah.
So Mummy has to wake you up to give you medicine.
Look, I think I can do that.
Do you want to help me water the plants?
Yay! I like watering plants.
Come on then. Let's water the plants.
Oh, you're mighty.
I'll go and get the water.
And I'll water them. And I'll water them, Mum. First. Right?
Right.
Don't put too much water in them. Wait for me. Ruby, wait. Or you can't do it.
Yeah.
Come
on in. A baby blanket
then.
Did
you?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Thursday. Right, you do that big one down there.
Okay.
You want to do that one? Enough? Stop.
Can I water some more?
Good drink, that one.
I'm gonna get a bit more water.
Yeah, let's get some more water. Look at the plant there, you can water in the bathroom. Yeah, I'll do.
Right.
They look very fast, ready? There's one there behind you that you can water.
Where?
Don't put too much in that one though, not as much as the big ones. I'll see when. When?
I'll do a different one now.
Yep. Do this one now.
No, I'm gonna do
two around here. Come here. You can do these two.
Can I?
That one, but you have to get it inside the pot down there. Can you see where the pot is?
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, careful. That's enough.
You should have said
red. Oh, you've put a lot in there, haven't you?
I'll do this one.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I'll pop it in as well.
I'm going to do this one now. I've got some more.
Yeah? It's one of my
rematch life. Can I do one?
Look, it's got the pipe clean thingy in that you made, right? Maybe we should give the big ones a bit more drink.
Yeah. You do that one and I'll do these.
No, that one's alright, that one, Ruby. You can do the bottom one, but just make sure you get it in the pot. There, do it there. Stop. Stop. Good girl.
I'll do some more now.
Yeah, you can do this one a bit more because it was very dry. Ruby, you can do that one. Finish when you've done that one.
You do the big one and I'll do the little one.
No, we've done now. We've done now, love. No, Ruby, you're getting too much water. We don't need it anymore.
I'm watering the leaves, though.
No. Because if you give a plant too much water, it makes it die.
Why?
Because it has too much water and it can't take it all in.
Why?
And it drowns.
Why?
Just does. That's what happens.
I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to put
I'll drink a bit of that water, thank you.
Okay.
Cacky lady.
Don't drink it all then. I'll put some in my water.
See if you can drink all that out of the bottle there. Just the water without the juice. Go on, see if you can. That bit now. See if you can drink that water.
There. You've got to put water in drink. I'll get some more for yours.
No more water, please.
I'm only putting some more in yours. I'll put some in mine and some in yours. soldier. Yeah.
Yeah, no messing now.
I won't.
That's enough.
Mummy, can I get changed? Mum?
No! Did we say?
I'm wet.
No. Let me see.
But...
Are you feeling fits?
No. I just want to get... I am wet, but I don't want it to feel because I'm wet. Mum, please let me. Please let me get changed when I'm wet. I want to get changed a lot. Mummy, I want to get changed a lot.
Wait, show me where you're wet, please, because I think you're blagging me.
No, because I don't want anyone to touch my in. I don't want anyone to touch me, so I'm only wet, so I want to get changed. I don't want you to feel because I am tiny. I want to get changed. Mom.
What?
I want to get changed. I'm wet. Mommy, I want to get changed. I'm wet.
Come and show me where you're wet then.
I'm wet here.
Where?
Here.
I think you're blagging. Come and show me.
No, I don't want you to see. I don't want you to see, Mum. You look different. like you loved it. Mummy, I really want to get changed to wet. Mummy, can I get changed to wet? Mum, where's my phone so I need it? Where's my phone because I need it?
Do you want me to ring you?
Yeah.
Okay. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
One sec.
Well, I don't think she's in. It's just ringing. She's not answering yet. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that Ruby?
Yeah.
Hello, Ruby.
Hello.
Hi. This is the dance class.
Is it?
Yeah. Would you like to come to the dance class next Monday?
Yeah.
Would you? Would you like dancing?
Yeah.
Are you good at dancing? What's your favourite kind of dancing?
Break dancing? Yeah.
Oh, well, we need some break dancers. Will you be able to come in and show us what you can do?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be absolutely great.
Should I do it today or tomorrow?
Well, you could come in today if you've got time.
Okay.
All here and you just come when you want to. It's just down the road from your mum's house, okay?
Okay.
All right, see you in a little bit.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hello, Ruby.
Hiya.
Hiya, have you come to do the dancing?
Yeah.
What kind of dancing is it you do?
The dancers are break dancers.
Oh, is it?
Which one do you want to do?
Well, can you show me a bit of both, please? Can you show me a bit of belly dancing first?
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that belly dancing or belly dancing? Belly or ballet?
Ballet.
Ballet, oh wow. Oh, that's good. So now, can you show me a bit of break dancing this time, please?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant, that.
Then I can turn around doing it.
Go on, show me. Wow. That's brilliant. Wicked. Right, well.
Whenever you want to ring me, I'll just ring you with my mobile phone.
Right, okay. I think I'd like you to come and be in our show. Would you like to be in our show?
Yeah.
Yeah, doing your break dancing, because I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm not tired.
I am. I was up all night giving you medicine last night.
Mum?
Yes?
Pretend you're the teacher and I'm at school. It's end your mum.
Okay. Okay, everybody. Can we all sit down on the carpet? We're going to have carpet time now.
Yeah.
Okay. Ruby?
What?
I'd like you to stand up and tell the class what you did this weekend, please.
Okay. So come at the front.
Yeah.
I did. I went to the ballet dance and the break dance, and it was really good. And I told the teacher what I can do. So then after that, I went back home with my mum, and she gave me a treat for well done, for eating all my dinner. And then we went straight to the pub, ate all my dinner there, and then I had another treat. And I was so lucky. I had five treats.
Five treats, Ruby. Tell the class what treats you had.
I had a chocolate bar, a milkshake, and another milkshake, and a strawberry milkshake, and a banana milkshake.
Wow.
And that's it. I didn't go anywhere then. You're going to clap at me.
Well done, Ruby. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Do you like my phone? Do you like my phone?
It's lovely. Who gave you that?
I buy it from Mazda.
Right. Can you tell the class a story, please? Next. Yes. What's your name?
I'm called Jasmine.
Right, Jasmine. You come up here and you tell us some stories, please.
I went to the pub and ate all my dinner, and
did
then...
Did you go to the run in Manchester?
Yes. And then, after the run, I went to the... I saw Grandad, and I saw Tony and Leah, and then I saw the skateboards, and we went, well done, well done, well done, to everybody.
Yeah.
And then we went back home, and then we went to the subs straight away, and then we got my mobile phone, and then I went home, had a nap because I was poorly, and then I went to sit down on the carpet at school, and that's the end.
Well done. Okay, class, I'd like you all to sing a song now, please. I'd like you all to sing You Are My Sunshine.
Okay, I'll come up and sing it.
I'll count to three. One, two, three.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You keep me happy when skies are grey. You never know it, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Fantastic, that was. Well done. I'm very proud of you all. You've done very, very good today. Okay, class, I'd like you all to read a book now. Whichever book is in front of you, and read it out loud, please. Ruby, can you go first?
Yeah.
Can you tell us that story of that book there?
Yeah, it's Spot the Dog.
Spot the Dog. Oh, okay.
Spot the Dog went outside. Spot the Dog went outside. He got a ball and kicked it far away in the sky. It went over the hill, over the mountain, and it was lost. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, time to go, time to go. Then George came and played football with him. Then he had his breakfast. Then he had a nap. And the crocodile came, and then it said goodbye. And then it was in the bath.
Did you get that book?
Then it was.
What time does he go to bed?
Half past.
Half past what?
Half past ten.
That's late for a little dog. Do you know what the number ten is? Can you put the clock on the number ten?
Which one's the number ten? That one.
Well, that's what he's saying. That's when he goes to bed. See if you can copy it. That says 7 o'clock. See if you can do it on the clock.
Okay.
Because that's the number seven. 7 o'clock.
And that's
well done.
That's
you did
here.
It. See if you can do each page. Let's see what the first page says. Does it say when he gets up?
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the teacher.
And I'm telling you what to do. Are you telling me you're not going to do it?
Yeah.
Do you know what mean? That means?
What?
You have to go in the naughty chair. Can't argue with the teacher.
Well, we do it. School.
What, you argue with the teachers?
No, they put me on the naughty step.
Well, I'm not surprised if you're going to be cheeky like that. How many times have you been on the naughty step at school?
Three times.
Three? What for?
Because I don't know why.
You do know.
Today.
You must have done something wrong.
I didn't. They just put me on the naughty step.
You must have done something.
No, they just put me on the naughty step.
For nothing?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Well, I don't think they did.
They did.
Well, I don't think they did. Tickle. Right, should we try these clothes on you? Should we read them all in?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
all your summer dresses from last year, so we need to see which ones might fit you this year. So just come here. You know these jeans? Put your leg up here, let me show you how they should go. And you know what you could do? You could wear them like this with your leg. And then you can show your leg warmers, see? If you pin them up, button them up where the buttons are. That's how they're meant to go, like this. If you wear them like that, people can see the leg warmers. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And wear these when we go to London.
Maybe if they're clean.
Yeah. You could wear these jeans with these and your wellies. If it's muddy and you've got leg warmers, it'll keep your legs nice and warm and your wellies. That is a good idea, do you think?
Yeah.
Right, pass me the other one and I'll fasten the other one. Did I do both buttons there, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, cool. And then this side.
This one's the left. Is this one the left? Is this one the left? Leg. No.
That's the right leg.
This is the right leg and this is the
left leg.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done. So this is the right leg. Mummy's fastening the buttons. Ah, see. Now that's going to be great there with your
jeans.
See, because you didn't like these jeans before, but now you do like them because you know that that's how they're meant to be.
And it's
good because it means that you can see your leg warmers. Doesn't it? Right, so shall we try these dresses on you now?
Yeah, but let's take my jeans off as well.
We don't need to take your jeans off because it's only you just put your dress over the top. You don't need to take your jeans off while you're trying dresses on. So I have to take your t-shirt off though. Arms in the air.
This one first.
The white one. Is this your favourite one, Shwing?
Yeah.
I hope it does fit you. I'm not sure if it will.
I think it will.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Walk over there, let me see. Oh, that looks really cute.
I know it does. It hurts a bit.
No, you know, it doesn't hurt. You know what it is?
What?
It doesn't hurt. It's just that it's meant to be tight. Put your arms out. Because this bit's meant to be tight on you. See? Then it flares out. So that's why it feels funny, but...
That's all I can do with it.
See if you can do a big... Go away from the drink there. Go away from the drink. See if you can do a twirl around there for me. See how far it goes. Oh, see that then? Do it again.
Okay.
Go like that with it. It's like a can-can dress. If you spin around, it goes like that.
Do it again?
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That makes big twirls. Do you know what you could do?
What?
At the weekend, actually. If the weather's not that hot, you could still wear that dress with your jeans and your wellies.
Leggings.
Yeah. Oh, leggings. You could wear it with leggings or you could wear it with your jeans. If you're in a muddy park.
Or we could wear it with these.
Yeah, you could wear it just like that with your wellies on. Go and put your wellies on, let me see what you look like with it all on.
Okay.
Oh, it's very nice, Ruby. You could even put your body warmer on as well if it was cold, and that would keep you warm and you'd still have your nice dress on and your willies if it's muddy. And if it's not, you can take all that off except for the dress and you can just have the dress and sandals. Beautiful. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to bring that this weekend then to London?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because do you know we're going to a festival?
No.
Yeah, we're going to see the circus at the festival. We're going to a big festival at the weekend.
Let me check my shoes.
Try the next dress. You're going to get to see the circus and you're going to get to see lots of things.
Clowns as well.
Yeah, and there's going to be fireworks. and there's going to be lots and lots and lots of stuff. Very exciting, isn't it?
If we go like this.
Come here. Look, it's brilliant. That's a fun dress, that, because you can twirl around at parties and it can all go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Right, I'll iron that. So we can take that with us. Arms down. Do the arms first. That's beautiful, that Ruby. I bet you'll get it dirty, won't you?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter though, does it? Because no. It looks really nice.
It doesn't.
Can't keep white things clean anyway, can you?
Ever? No.
No. Right. This one next, the flowery one. Yay. I think this should still fit you, this one, because I think we only got this towards the end of last year. Let's have a look.
As well.
How does that feel? Lift your arms up, is it not too tight?
No.
Oh, there you go, another summer dress.
Does it do a big 12?
Yeah. Not as big as the other one, but it does do good ones. Oh, that looks nice.
If I go like this.
See, all these dresses look really nice with your jeans, because you know some people wear jeans and dresses at the same time, you know.
And
it looks, yeah, you know when it's not very hot, but you want to wear your nice dress? You can wear it over your jeans, because that looks really nice on you, with your jeans on.
Well, let's take it off and try
the next one.
I'm going to try the pink one now.
That pink one, I think it's going to be too small for you.
What?
I think it's going to be too small.
No, it won't.
Do you not think so? I think it's too small, this one, definitely.
No.
Let's give it a go. Arms in. Arms up.
It's not too small for me, is it?
Is it not? How does it feel?
Nice.
Does it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's not too small either. It's because you're a very tall girl, I think. It makes me wonder if they're going to fit you, but when you put them on, they do fit you, don't they? They look lovely with jeans as well. That's what I think you can wear this weekend. You can wear jeans and dresses. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm staring at you.
I know, because I think you're a bit tired. Come here.
I'm not a bit tired.
You're monging out because you've had some medicine.
Yeah.
Not hot anymore, are you? You cooled right down. It's a good job that we gave you all that medicine. You know why? Because I think it nipped it in the bud. I think you might be all right. I think tomorrow this virus won't get any worse.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if we're going to need to buy you many more summer dresses this year, because it looks like all your ones are going to fit you from last year. Let's try this one. Oh, I don't know if this one will actually. This looks too small.
Let's try it.
But I said that about the last one and that fit you, didn't it?
Yeah.
I was wrong. And this one looks like it does big twirls, this one.
Yeah. I'm loving myself.
There you go, ready? See, you'd forgotten you had all these summer dresses, haven't you?
I haven't.
Bet you'd forgot, didn't you?
I didn't. And the buttons.
Feel tight?
No.
Walk over there. Oh, that'll be lovely and light for the summer, that will. Oh, it's well cute. Really, really nice. Go back over there. How does it feel?
Nice.
Why don't you try doing the twirl?
Okay.
That does big ones. Lift your arms in the air and twirl around. Watch how big it goes. Woo! It was massive, that one.
Right, the other one.
Off
now.
Should we
try the purple one now?
Yep.
This one.
Got two more to try.
This one.
Some of these dresses used to be Grace's, you know, from Australia.
Yeah. Why?
Because she's bigger than you, and when she finishes with her clothes, if she's got some very special ones in Australia, she sends them over here for you. Isn't that kind?
Yeah.
So kind.
Very, very kind.
It is.
There's no buttons there.
There is, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think we'll be alright if we just undo that one. That's it, push your arms there. Turn around. Yep, that fits you as well. Oh, you're going to do really well, aren't you, this year?
Well,
hopefully we'll have some nice weather and you can wear all these summer dresses again.
Yeah.
Alright, walk over there for me, let's see. Yay. Right, come back this way.
Pretend I'm at...
Brilliant.
The dressing shop.
Okay, madam. Would you like to step out of this dress, please?
Yes.
There you go, madam. That one's only £20.
Okay, I'll take it off.
Can you get it off, madam?
Yeah.
There we go. And the very last one to try, madam, is this one. Purple with flowers on. Just your colour, I think. There you go. Head in, arms in.
Head and arms in.
Turn around.
I think this one doesn't do twirls.
No, it doesn't, this one.
I think this one is just right.
Is it? Does it fit you just nice? Let's see. 1 second. There you go. Walk over there for me, madam. Ah, very cute. Very nice. Yes. Come over again. Turn around. They all fit you. And here's me thinking that they were going to be too small. Hands in the air.
Silly mummy.
Silly mummy. Every single one of them fits you. Well, I think that's brilliant. How are we going to decide which one to take with us when we go away?
I want the one with the sleeves.
Yeah, I think that'd be good because the weather might not be too hot as well, so that'd be good because it'd keep you warm. Right, we'll take... Why don't you take those jeans off so we keep them clean so we can take them away with us this weekend?
But what will I wear on my legs? What about I wear some pants?
Here's some more jeans.
No, I want to wear some pants.
Well, just put your tracky bottoms back on.
No.
Why?
It's not wanting.
Ruby, no. Right, keep them on then. I'll just wash them before we go.
No.
Keep them on. I'll just wash them another time before we go. Just leave them on if you want.
But I won't.
But Ruby, you can't be getting changed too many times every day, darling.
Well, you only want to change one more time.
No, because it's going to make too many clothes for Mummy to wash. I'm saying you're not allowed. What's wrong with those pants there that you had on before? Well, that's... Well, no. You can't get changed all the time every day, Ruby. I've already explained to you, Ruby. Do I have to tell you the same things every day now? Ruby. Because it seems like every day you're asking me the same questions. Can you get changed? Can you get changed? Can you get changed? And it seems like you're asking me this 10 times a day. You know what I mean? Ruby. But it's no good, is it? No. Why are you asking it now?
not anymore. I'm not letting you get changed because Mummy is having to wash all your clothes all the time. And there's always clothes on the floor and there's always clothes in your bedroom because you keep getting them out of the wardrobe and putting them on for 5 minutes and making them messy. If you put some clothes on, you wear them all day. You can't keep getting changed all the time. Do you understand that? Right then, well, can you put those pants back on then, please? Not, it's not a big deal, really. Right, you're going to relax and drink as much water as you can as well. Ruby, do you want a vitamin now? That's what I've got for us for the weekend.
What?
Then, for you to stick on your face there.
Why?
And for Mummy to stick them ones on.
Which ones are mine?
These flowery ones, they're for Mummy, over her eyes, and they're for you.
But what do I put them on?
The cheek there. Yeah, these are your new ones. I think these are chewy ones. Let's see what we do. One pastel every day. Okay, you only have one, but you have one every day, okay?
It's not sanitary.
Do you want a jumper on? But you need one, don't you?
No, I'm warm.
Are you? I'm feeling.
Okay. These are tablets.
They are tablets, they're vitamins, but they're jelly ones that you can chew.
They're jelly, jelly.
So every day you ask me for one of these.
Yeah. Million thousand pounds bracelets. Yeah. Yes. It was all obedient. Different colours on. Yes. I'm going because I need to go down.
Let me speak to Nanny then.
Yeah. Get your dad to walk here, then when you're 14 you can walk faster. Now, you know where we live, don't straight down, then stop at the curb, then lying down, This is Love.
Love? Who is it?
She's gone. She's gone because you're too late.
Oh, I'll phone her back in a minute. You phone her back and tell her that I'm just busy, I won't be long.
Okay. Hello. Hello, darling. My mum's just busy. She's gonna come straight away in a minute. Okay. I've been to the doctor's. I've got a yellow tongue. Sorry, you bitch.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What did you say then?
Nothing.
Did you say a naughty word?
No.
I heard you. Tell me the truth.
No.
Tell me the truth.
I don't know.
Ruby, tell me the truth. I won't tell you off if you tell me the truth.
But.
Did you not mean to say it? Don't say it again, okay?
Okay.
But don't tell lies. So you did say a naughty word. Tell me the truth. It's always better to tell the truth.
But Mummy, will you not tell me off?
No. If you tell me the truth, I won't tell you off because I think it slips out your mouth and you didn't mean to say that.
I didn't mean to say it.
Right, I don't want to ever hear you say that again. It's a very naughty word, okay? But don't tell me lies, alright?
Okay.
Right, okay.
Do you want to come here and speak to Mummy? Because I'm going
to
phone her in a minute.
Who am I speaking to?
My little girl, you know what my little girl's called?
What?
Daisy.
Daisy? Nice name. Do you want
to speak to her?
Is she on the phone?
I'm phoning her right now if you want to speak to her.
Has she got her own mobile?
Yeah.
Or she's got a house phone.
You know which, you know what colour she's got a phone?
What?
Purple.
Wow. Let me speak to her. What's her name? Daisy?
Daisy, yeah.
You dial the number then and I'll speak to her.
Right, she's on the phone.
Okay.
Quick, Mum.
Come in. Hello, is that Daisy? Hi, it's Gemma. You alright? I'm just with your mum. Yeah, she'll be back soon, don't worry. She says, what time are you coming back?
Half past,
she's coming back. She says, what's she having for a tea?
Spaghetti bolognese with bread.
Spaghetti bolognese with bread? She says she doesn't like that.
Why?
She doesn't like it. What else can she have?
Well, I'm going to make a hummus and bread.
She says hummus and bread. She says, What else then? What else?
She can pick.
She says you can pick. She says, have you got anything with vegetables then? Can you make her a big pan of stew with all vegetables in it and meat?
Yeah.
And she says, can she especially have lots of carrots and lots of peas?
Yeah.
Because she loves them.
Yeah.
And can she have corn on the cob?
Yeah.
And can she have raspberries?
Yeah, I've got corn on the cob.
Oh, brilliant. She says, hurry up and get home and make a tea.
What does she mean that for?
She says she's starving.
But when she comes awake or something.
Right, so she's on her way now.
Okay.
So she'll be here in 2 minutes and you best be ready. She's a bit bossy to you, isn't she?
I'm going to be there in 2 minutes.
Right, she says she's going to be there in 2 minutes. Right, she says she'll put the kettle on. Alright, see you later, Daisy. Bye. She'll put the kettle on for you. Make you a nice cup of tea. Does she make you a cup of tea when you come home?
Every time she does.
Does she?
Every
time. What a nice girl. That's lovely, that.
She didn't speak to her dad, did she? Because he's nice.
What's her dad called?
Grody.
Oh, what's Grody?
It's like Brody, but it's called Grody.
All right.
I'm phoning. Okay. But you can speak to his...
Chicken soup out.
Mum is making chicken soup and Daisy's having peas and carrots. Are you not coming today? Mum says it's not coming today.
Why not?
Because he isn't.
Aww. Isn't that rubbish? I've got him a cake for after his dinner.
It's not even coming. I'll die over there. Hello? If you're not coming, then I won't make you anything. You better come. Quick. Rubbish you. You know what it says to me? You know what it says to me?
What, are you having to
do
the chicken soup,
Ruby? Listen.
What, are you having to tell me
about
it all day?
Yeah. You know what it says?
What does it say?
I'm rubbish.
Rubbish at what?
It says I'm rubbish at dinner.
You are not.
That's what it says.
Tell it that Mummy said you're the best cook in the world.
Mummy says I'm the best cooker in the world. Now you're rubbish again. He says I'm rubbish again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll not eat in a minute. I'll go in back in. So we'll look at the dinner and send it again.
Can you break your soup?
What?
You break the soup.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Right, if you say that again, I'll phone the police and they'll tip you away. Bye. Who are you, rubbish? It says I'm rubbish again. Now I'm going to phone the police.
Oh dear, I'm not getting involved. You'll have to sort it out.
You know, I'm the phone place and I'm going to have Daisy for a week. And when he gets better, I'll tell the police that it's going to be better now. But Daisy, I'll come and pick you up in 2 minutes, okay? Bye! Daisy says I'm really good cooker.
Is she?
Yeah. Daisy says I'm a really good cooker. And what Daisy says to me,
what did she say?
I'm a really good cooker. I'm going to make spaghetti bolognese for you. I'm going to make...
waiting there for
them.
What? I'm
waiting there
while they're waiting.
Well,
you making it in your cooker?
Yeah. 5 minutes. Right. Put the steam right back. I couldn't find a plate, so I got this with my hands.
All right, that's good.
Can you get a plate from the kitchen?
No, you've got your plates.
Well, they're not even in my bedroom.
See if you can see one actually by the sink.
Okay. Right, I've got them.
What have you made for their dinners then?
I made peas and carrots for
her. Oh yeah, that's what she asked for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think she'll eat it?
Yeah.
My Ruby wouldn't eat peas.
I do now.
Do ya?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get some then. I'll stick these stickers on here.
Can I stick one on?
No, you've got your own stickers.
Where? But I'm going to stick a sticker on.
Right, you stick one of the big ones on there.
Do they come from the top?
Down like that. Grab it. That's it. Stick that on there.
So stick on the end of the front. Which way is the front?
That way.
Does it go this way or this way? Does it go this way?
Yep, that's perfect.
Right, stick it.
Well done.
It's a bit moved.
It's alright. It's fine then.